Hey, what's up, guys? It's Bill Baker.
Hey, what's up? It's Jessica.
And thank you guys so much for coming and listening to us right here on our podcast.
Be sure to check us out Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on Power 101.7.
Tons of news and entertainment, prank phone calls, win huge prizes, question of the day with relationships, and so much more.
And don't forget to subscribe to our channel and get notifications when we upload new content.
Now let's check out another new segment on our podcast.
Power 101.7, the hottest music, wrapping up that 6 a.m. wake up mix on a Wick Wednesday, Wilmerkirch Wednesday, 624, May the 14th, 2025. You're waking up with the Bill and Jessica Show.
Good morning, clouds with some sun with a shower or storm possible. Highs in the lower 80s.
All right, let's go ahead and get you in right away this morning in the Stay Cool Win Big HVAC giveaway brought to you by Service Today and, of course, us. Texting keyword cool right now. Let's go. Keyword cool 302-858-5117. And Jess, you got all the details.
Yes, you could win a brand new Train HVAC system for your home, and it's worth up to $20,000. Mm-hmm. All you have to do is listen throughout the day for the keywords. Text them over to us. The more you listen, the more chances you have, and you can qualify once per day. A big thank you goes out to Service Today for making this all possible. The grand prize winner will be selected on Friday, May the 30th at noon on our social media live from the Seaford Service Today location. We will call the winner on camera. Contestants must answer and claim your prize, or else we move on to the next.
Yes. Again, brought to you by Service Today. Texting keyword cool 302-858-5117, and we'll get you qualified. All right. Also, Jess, got to remind you, coming up this Saturday, you're going to be out and about. You're going to be at Clayton Homes in Millsboro. Join Tops Cutoff and yourself, and you got all those details.
Yeah, so the event is from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m., and it's dedicated to honoring our local heroes, veterans, first responders, and also active military. You can enjoy their open house with free food and awesome deals as a way of saying thank you to those who serve. So this is going to be a huge event. It's wonderful. Myself and the Tops Cutoff DJ team, KP and Cash, we're going to be out there live at the Clayton Homes of Millsboro location, 10 a.m. until noon.
Yes, make sure to come on out. Good morning to everybody watching us. Bill and Jessica Show TV. We are live. Speaking of social media, speaking of, you know, going live and live streaming and all that, we're up on our TikTok.
Yes.
Every weekday morning, we stream live 6 to 10 at Power 101.7 FM. Make sure to follow us on TikTok, and you can watch us live here in the studio. All the shenanigans that go on in the studio, again, at Power 101.7 FM. A lot of stuff for you coming up this morning. We're going to continue to give you those keywords. We got details on our Delaware run, which is coming up on Sunday. A lot of people talking about it. All right. It was the rain date. We were supposed to have it a couple weeks ago, but it got moved until this Sunday. Yeah. And it's going to be even bigger. So keep listening out for those details. We do have some trending stories coming up in a sec. We got Jessica Celebrity Buzz at 6:35. Right after 7 o'clock, we have Michael Townsend. Michael Townsend lived in a mall for 4 years unnoticed.
How?
True story.
How?
Yeah, well, we'll ask him. We'll ask him. Michael Townsend, there's a new documentary out.
Crazy.
It's called Secret Mall Apartment. And we're going to talk to him coming up after 7. So that ought to be interesting. Find out all the 411 about him. Okay. At 7:20, we got phone checks with Carissa Jenkins. After 8 o'clock, my buddy Josh Chamberlain is going to be in studio. I actually went to Stephen Decatur with him, graduated class of 99. He runs an organization called Go Green OC. All right. Go Green OC is a 501c3 nonprofit on the mission to transform Ocean City into the first zero waste resort town in the United States. All right. So looking forward to talking to him. He's also got a new book out all about fatherhood. So Josh Chamberlain. Go Green OC coming up after 8 o'clock. Oh. It is 6:28. Let's do this.
Say what? That's crazy. Here's what's trending.
We set the trend.
On Power 101.7.
All right, here we go, guys. Here are some trending stories this morning. There's a new list online of hobbies that are instant red flags.
Okay.
They include being into pranking. Okay.
Are you serious?
Yeah, you. Jess has got an immediate red flag.
I know.
Yeah, people don't like that.
That's messed up.
Being into pranking.
But I'm funny. I don't do harmful pranks.
Well, they're not funny,
like
but
fake falls.
Yeah, all the dumb stuff.
Poking the holes in the coffee cups in the kitchen.
Yeah, not funny.
No.
All the stuff.
It's a red flag.
It's a red flag.
What?
Yeah. Also, CrossFit. I don't know what that. I don't know why that's a.
Why is that a red flag?
That's a red flag. That's a dumb one. Swooning over serial killers. I guess if you're like into like serial killers and stuff like that.
Watching that stuff.
Yeah, keeping up.
Documentaries and stuff.
I don't know, because that's like one of the most.
Some of it is intriguing.
But that's like some of the most popular things on TV or, you know, that people watch.
Red flag.
Also influencing.
That's a red flag?
Everybody is an influencer nowadays. What are you talking about? And not having any hobbies. Okay. I mean, I can see that.
Like not having anything at all?
Like you don't do nothing.
Oh.
You know, you just come home, go to work, go to bed. Come home, go to work, go to bed.
Sounds like what I do.
Don't do anything for yourself. Just, you know. But, yeah, instant red flags.
All right.
A guy in Houston landed an interview for his dream job, but then the interviewer was just an AI bot that kept glitching. So he didn't get to answer any of the questions. The interview ended, and he got a follow-up email the next day. Saying that he had wonderful energy. Oh, yeah, but then they decided he wasn't a great fit.
Thanks, but no thanks.
Yeah, even though you didn't answer any of the questions. Thanks for that. Have a nice day. One of my faves, Nutella, just announced its first new U.S. flavor in 61 years. It's kind of comically uncreative, they say. After 6 decades of consideration, they're doing a peanut flavored Nutella. Won't hit stores for another year.
I would like it.
What's the difference?
Because this one's what? Hazelnut?
Yeah. Hazelnut. I mean, it's Nutella.
It might have a little bit of a difference, but I think it'll still be good.
I'm sure it'll still be good. It's Nutella. Yeah. Anything Nutella is good. A class action lawsuit is accusing Ziploc of deception by labeling its plastic bags as microwave safe and freezer friendly. The suit says that the microplastics are likely to release under extreme temperatures. Mm. So now there's a class action lawsuit.
Oh, snap.
Someone figured out the most expensive item on the Starbucks app.
What is it?
$45.
Woo! What is it?
Yeah, it's not a normal drink. You need to do a lot of modifications, and you end up adding 12 shots of espresso.
Oh.
So.
Jeez.
Gosh, I might like that. Not the $45 bucks, but actually.
12 shots.
Yeah. Authorities in New Jersey raided a massage parlor recently.
Oh, here we go. Who was there?
You.
Anybody we know?
They recovered $600,000 in cash that was sewn inside a giant teddy bear. That's a lot of extreme measure.
Man.
Going to hide $600,000 that you sew it. Sew it into a teddy bear.
$600K. Wow.
Here's some good news stories for today. A woman in Ohio caught her cancer early thanks to a TikTok video that she stumbled upon. Also, a lady in Houston saved her local animal shelter by hosting a quinceañera for her cat.
Oh, she did? It's a sweet 15?
I guess so.
For her cat?
Yeah.
Wow. And
she saved her local animal shelter.
Well, they are expensive to do it.
Guess it was a fundraiser and all that.
Wow, yes.
And a hot new health hack on TikTok is human dog food. Yeah, it's not really dog food. It just looks like it. Okay. Basically, a bunch of healthy stuff like veggies, rice, and chicken.
Yeah.
Chopped up real fine, mixed together. And you eat a bowl of it for every meal.
Yep, that's our next bit.
I mean, you know, that might not be veggies, rice, chicken.
Is our next bit.
You don't like that?
Mm-hmm.
That's not bad.
Mm-hmm.
But don't tell me you've never tried dog food as a kid.
You're sick.
No.
Never.
No, when you were a kid.
Never.
When you were a kid.
Never, Bill.
You took not the canned.
No.
The dry.
Never.
Yeah, you did.
Okay.
All right. I'm sorry. Not dog food. I'm sorry. A dog bone.
No. What's wrong with you?
Come on, everybody. No.
Not everybody.
Yes.
No.
A little tiny.
No.
Is like a kid.
No, not a little tiny. What is wrong with you?
Every kid of the 90s tried like a little piece. Just like as a dare or just to
say. No.
Yeah, you did.
Okay.
You're a lie.
Okay.
Everybody did.
Okay. Whatever you say.
It tastes just like a cookie.
Okay, great for you.
No.
You tried it.
I don't eat them, but everybody, come on. Everybody our age has tried like a little piece.
Bill, if you say so.
Come on, you're not that.
If you say so.
Hey, am I lying, guys?
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not. I guarantee we will get people texting in right now saying everybody's trying.
That's fine, and you're all sick. I will say it.
No.
You're all sick.
Everybody who's in their 40s or whatever, 30s, 40s, maybe even 50s, I don't know, but everybody has tried a little piece of a dog bone before.
That's disgusting.
No, it's, why is it disgusting?
It's just...
You don't even know what it tastes like.
I don't care. I don't want to know. It's sick. I don't even want to know. I don't even want to think about it.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Bill, and look...